This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
This morning, I'll be sharing just very briefly what God has for us this morning. Very briefly. And I'm so very happy that today is a Thanksgiving Sunday, and we have our Father and the Lord and his wife and the person of Ron Kenoly, who will be ministering to us. So this service, God is going to move powerfully. I'm telling you, powerfully. Amen. Open up your Bibles, please, with me to the book of Zechariah. May I start to read from verse 6. Verse 5 says, "Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, Knowest thou not what this be? And I said, No, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, Grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, his hands shall also finish it. Thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. For who hath despised the days of small beginnings? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hands of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord which run to and fro through the whole earth. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This morning, I'll be sharing very briefly the grace, topic I call the grace for the year. The grace for the year. And I want to trust God as we begin to worship him this morning from the bottom of your heart and make all the necessary adjustments that we need to do in our lives. We will receive of his grace for this year. There are three stages, three opportunities that God has given unto us this new year. The first opportunity is the opportunity to start afresh. It's the opportunity to finish. Praise the name of the Lord. See what it says here. It says, not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain. Then verse 9 says, and the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, and his hands also shall finish it. Three things. The foundation. The beginning. Grace for the beginning. Grace to continue. And also grace to finish. Grace to start. Grace to continue. And the grace to finish well. Much more than the projects that you have in your hands. I don't know what projects. It could be marital projects, financial project, business project, ministerial project. It could be a spiritual project. Much more than all these projects that you are trusting God for this year, I want you to know that you are also a project in His hands. Three opportunities. Opportunity to start speaks about the foundation. To start. Some of us need to start afresh with God. Do you know God is not ashamed to start afresh? Or hesitant to start afresh? Remember what happened in the book of Genesis during the time of Noah, when he saw that all what he had created, he saw evil everywhere, and that it was not according to his original plan. What did he do? He tore everything down and said, "See, even though I'm God, I will start afresh." So he got Noah and asked him to build the ark. Brought down the flood to start afresh. God knows the importance of starting afresh. Are there things in your life that you need to tear down? Please, confront those issues and tear them down this morning. You have an opportunity this year to start afresh. And I pray in the precious name of Jesus that that grace will be released unto you. Listen very carefully. You know, it takes a measure of grace to start anything. Starting a business is so difficult. Because starting something takes a level of grace. It's just like a car. When you want to move a car, you require a higher force than to keep the car in motion, because you need to overcome the force of friction between the tire and the surface. The same way too, starting up something. And that was why God told Zerubbabel. He said, "This is not going to be by power, nor by might. It's going to be by my grace. It's going to be by my spirit. My spirit will release the grace for you to start the foundation of this project." I declare this morning the precious name of Jesus. Fresh grace upon you. I say fresh grace upon you. The grace to begin. The grace to start afresh. In the precious name of Jesus. As things gone out of order in your life, you can tear them down this morning and start afresh with God. It's a new year. Our God likes to do new things. Start anew with Him. Your relationship with God, has it gone haywire? Or are you still fully connected with Him? You can start afresh this morning. Probably you are here, you say, "Oh Lord, I've really messed up. I have messed up." But do you know something? You have an opportunity to start afresh with Him. Listen, the way you finish this year will depend on the way you start the year. If you are starting the year on a high note with Him, you are sure that you will finish well. And I pray in the precious name of Jesus for us as a community of believers that we have a fresh start this year in the precious name of Jesus. And I declare that grace, even by the Spirit of God, even upon us in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. 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 He told Zerubbabel, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, his hands also shall finish it. But in between the beginning and the finishing is the process. The process. So we have an opportunity to proceed well. It's an opportunity. He told him, he said, "For who have despised the days of small beginnings?" Do you know that every little victory you get amounts to big victories? A little here, a little there, a little here, a little there. Before you know it, it becomes big victory for you. Bible says, line upon line, precept upon precept. A little here, a little there. Do not despise the little advancement that you are making. I'm trusting God in the precious name of Jesus that God will release the grace for you to continue well this year in Jesus' mighty name. As I was meditating over these scriptures yesterday, while flying down, my mind went several years ago to an event I attended at the Musa Yaradua Center. This was many years ago when that building was commissioned. I know many of us have been there. There is a design there in front of Musa Yaradua Center. When you look at the design, if you do not know the story, you might think it's just an architectural expression. But it's not. That architectural expression has a story to it. You will see in front of Yarada Center, the bridge. And then the bridge just suddenly terminates. How many of us have seen that? It was when they were inaugurating that center that they gave us the story of the man, Musa Yaradua. That this bridge was like a journey, but it was terminated. So, things could begin well. Things could proceed, but they could also be terminated before time. I pray in the precious name of Jesus that you will not be an abandoned project in His hands. That amen sounds paralyzed. Amen. I said that amen sounds paralyzed. Amen. This year, every project you put your hands on according to His will, you will finish it. Amen. It is not everything that is started that is finished. Not everything that is in process or in progress that is completed. But may I tell you again that there is an anointing. A little there, a little here. A little there, a little there. There is greatness in smallness. Most of us, we want the big,
big bang miracles. But when it comes to the issues of life, little here, little there. Before you know it, it becomes a huge success. Success in itself is not an end. Success is a progress. I should make that progressive move. Every day, you are succeeding. So do not look at the small things happening around you, the small victories, the small advancement that God is doing in your life. Appreciate Him for every advancement, no matter how little it is. No matter how little it is. I see you moving places this year in the precious name of Jesus. May I prophesy again unto you that this year that project will not be abandoned. And that you will not be an abandoned project in the hands of God. Let somebody shout a big amen. Let somebody shout a bigger amen if you believe it. Praise the name of the Lord. And then he told him that the hands that started this is the hands also that shall finish it. Many people start a project, but they are not alive to finish it. The hands that started this project is the hand finish it. You are finishing well this year in the precious name of Jesus. Why are we talking about the end now? Because our God sees the end from the beginning. He's very interested in the end. And thank God, God has released prophecies to us. By the power of those prophecies, I know that this year will end well for you. It is not too early to think of finishing this year well. God sees the end from the very beginning. See what he says to Moses. He says, see, I send an angel to go before thee, to lead you on the way, to take you to the place which I have prepared for you. I send an angel to go before thee, to lead you on the way, to take you to the place which I have prepared for you. There is a place prepared for you, 2015, this year. And God has sent his angel to go before you. And therefore, every mountain must be removed. Oh, that amen sounds weak. I says, every mountain shall be removed. Every valley must be filled. The rough path will be made smooth. The crooked way will be made straight in the precious name of Jesus. Welcome to 2015. Opportunity for you to start. Opportunity to proceed. An opportunity to finish well. Will you thank God even for these opportunities? And give him praise. Go ahead and just thank him. And say, Lord, I thank you, O God, for the opportunity to start afresh. Opportunity to start afresh. I thank you, O God, for the opportunity to start afresh. I thank you and I bless you. I give you praise. Thank you, King of Glory, for the opportunity to proceed. Thank you, O God, because I know that I'm finishing well this year. This is the confidence that I have in thee. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let somebody appreciate God. Appreciate him, appreciate him. Let somebody appreciate him, appreciate him, appreciate him. Let somebody appreciate him. Oh, you will appreciate him once more. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. Opportunity to be alive. Appreciate him. Oh my God. Appreciate God for all these opportunities. Thank you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This morning, I want as many who are here to join me to pray. I want to join my faith with yours. Before we begin to praise and just to worship in Him, before we begin to enter into that dimension where the grace will be released upon our lives, I want us to take just two prayer points, just two categories of people. The first is this. If you have not given your life to Christ, this demand will have to be met. You have not even started at all with Him. Remember, the Bible says that looking up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, it's in Him that you start and in Him you finish. So if you are here, you are not born again. You don't know Him. You've not yet encountered Him. It's an opportunity for you to receive Him this morning as your Lord and personal Savior. That is the first category. Second category of people I'll be praying for, joining my faith with theirs, are people who are saying, Lord, I know that things have gone out of order. I need to break down whatsoever it is to start afresh like God. God was not hesitant when He knew that what He created. In fact, the Bible says that God regretted. This was God saying, as if He did not know, as if He could not see it coming. Said God regretted for making man. And He said, see, it's good for me to tear this thing down and start all over again. If God can do it as a project in His hands, God is expecting you even this morning. If you are here, there is an opportunity to start afresh. I don't know in what area of your life, maybe your business, your spiritual life. I don't know what it is. Maybe your relationship with God. I do not know. But you know that this was not the plan. And God is saying, come, break these things down. I believe also right now, by the impression of the Spirit of God, God is speaking to some people right now. I just receive an impression as businessmen. God wants you to go to your office and tear everything down and start everything all over again. Some of you will have to sack some people. Some of you will have to reorganize your business, reorganize everything. Break everything down and start afresh. If you are here, there is grace for that. Listen very carefully. If you want to join me, if you want me to join you to pray this prayer with you, please come to the front very quickly and let us pray. Very quickly. Thank you. Very quickly. Let's pray. Amen. Belong to this category and say, Lord, I need the grace to start afresh. I want to pray with you. I want you to come out.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004 or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Dame Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored.